This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 150 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And yeah, if you didn't hear just a moment ago, this is a milestone for us. Episode number 150. Alex, I don't know how we made it this far. I don't know why, but we're still here doing these action movies. We still got like 900 more planned after this. But how does it feel? How do you feel about us hitting 150?
Actually, I like it. It's pretty fun. We 150 episodes. We've seen movies that I'd never seen before, right? And mm-hmm. I added into my collection because I purchased them, whether it's Blu-ray or 4K. And it's been really fun. There's movies that we haven't seen. There's movies that we revisited and we hated.
Oh, yeah.
So that's been actually really a fun thing about the channel. Whether you're a beginner that listens to, that don't know much about action, you go through the journey with us. We're giving you guys franchises, and then we're giving you guys solo movies with themes behind it, whether it's a Jason Statham month, Mel Gibson month, woman-led movie month. We did two Stallone months already, and we're tired of the Stallones.
55 Stallone movies already.
Yeah, we did all those already, and we still got more to go. We did Arnold Schwarzenegger month. We got Tom Cruise
coming up, we got Tom Cruise, Bruce Willis, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Liam Neeson. Fact that, you know what I like about this show? We've watched 150 action movies, and we have a whole list, and there's still so many we haven't even looked at. You know what I mean? Like, we are movie watching machines. Now, this episode, we are doing live. So if you're watching right now, great. Congrats to you. And if you're just listening on the go, you missed it. It was already in the past. But we're going to be doing a little bit of, as you guys know, we are moving along the river of time. We started in the 70s. We've now moved upriver. We are in the 80s currently. We did a little bit of Roadhouse already last week, right? Now this week, moving on to a big one. This is a big 80s movie. Top Gun, 1986, starring Tom Cruise, directed by Tony Scott. I mean, starring other people, but he's the star, Tom Cruise, and directed by Tony Scott. Alex, how long has it been since you've seen Top Gun?
So Top Gun, I haven't seen it in a while. The last time I seen Top Gun is when the 4K came out. I don't remember when the 4K came out. I know it was last year sometime it came out when Paramount put that movie out.
Or maybe 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah,
I think
it could have been that. But that's the last time I seen it, to be really honest with you. Yeah, I'm not that heavy on Top Gun.
Me neither. I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't know exactly when was the last time I watched it, but I know it's been a while. So I was actually looking forward to seeing this movie, and I have a lot to say about it. I'm not going to lie. I have a lot to say about this movie. I hope no one gets mad. I don't think people will. I think they'll like our review overall. I know this movie has a lot of fans. So, but we're going to be honest. You know how we do. Now, before we get into it, let's give you guys some Rotten Tomato score. Now, Alex, this is one of those classic scenarios. We've run into this many, many, many times on our show. Critics is one way and the audience is a totally different way. So this has a 57% critic score as far as the reviews are concerned. 57. But the audience score sits at a very nice 83%. And I don't know about you, but that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that. I mean, Alone is set in the 80s, bro. Like,
this is one of the, well, we'll get to it, but this is one of the most 80s movies that there is, period.
Yeah, it is, pretty much.
We're going to discuss when we get to that section. But first things first, you already know when I host, Alex gets to go first. We're going to be talking about our lead character, played by Tom Cruise. Of course, his call signal is Maverick. Nobody calls him whatever, Mitchell or whatever his name is. Pete Mitchell, the worst. Yeah. Maverick, go ahead, take it away.
All right, so yeah, Tom Cruise plays Pete Mitchell, a.k.a. Maverick. Now, I liked him. He was very arrogant. He's an arrogant flyer. But the reason why is because he doesn't want to live in his father's shadow, because his father was another top flying pilot. He was another pilot in the Top Gun. I don't think he was in the Top Gun program, but he was another pilot that flew the F-16. And he was well known in that, I always forget the name of the naval school or whatever it is.
Oh. Yeah, but I just know they're Navy pilots. Yeah. They're not like the Air Force or anything like that.
Yeah, the Navy pilots. Like, he was top of the class and everything. And he was basically in the shadow of his dad. And he started to become arrogant. He was very ruthless. He was just all about himself when he was in the sky. He didn't care about his, like, partner in the back. So I liked it. I thought he was really good. He fit the... This movie's a typical 80s movie lead character, okay? Mm-hmm. He's arrogant. He got the soundtrack. He got the girl. He got the motorcycle. You know, he has his friend Goose, which you could relate to Goose. Everyone has a goosey friend, right? That you just...
I'm the goose of most of my friends.
Yes, that's you're me. The goose. Yeah.
I'm the goof. The goofball. Yeah,
yeah, pretty much. Goof. Everyone is the goose of everyone's, you know what I mean? Then you got the Iceman, which is Val Kilmer. He's not a villain, but he's just the top of the class, the you know, the nerd of nerds, and he goes by the fine line of the of flying, where Maverick doesn't go. Well, he doesn't go by the rules. He breaks rules when he's in the sky. And I loved it. I thought he was really good. I gave Maverick a 5. I think he's a really good character, and I don't relate to him, but I relate to him in this podcast because that's me. I'm Maverick.
True. Yeah, you guys saw the you saw the blooper before that you played. That's you're the Maverick of us, the two of us.
Yes,
I would never say such a thing. I'm just kidding. All right, so all right, so lead character. You know what? I don't really disagree with you on anything you said. I actually think this is a great lead character. I love Tom Cruise. I love Tom Cruise as a movie star. I think he's a good actor, very good sometimes. But I wouldn't put him in like the top tier of acting, but I put him at the very top as far as like just a movie star. And he's one of my favorites. I think he's great. I really enjoy Maverick in this. He has a journey. I'm always there for a character with a journey. You know, if you guys listen to some of our other shows, you've noticed maybe like when a character is just sort of stagnant or doesn't really have an arc, or just sort of, you know, I could still like them, but they're not always my favorite. This guy starts off as a cocky jerk, right? They show him at the very beginning doing stuff. You get right off the bat. I mean, his call signal is Maverick, which says all you need to know. And then, of course, he does things that are not by the book. And then he gets like lucks his way in pretty much to this Top Gun thing. And then once he gets there, same thing. Now he meets a girl, falls in love. Then something tragic happens. It changes his perspective on it. He learns to actually do things properly. But the whole time, he has extreme skill, right? Like, he is an incredible pilot. Everyone knows it, but he's reckless at the same time. And the, you know, he goes from being one thing to being something different by the end of the film. I really enjoy a good arc like that. I think he's, as far as an action movie lead, I don't really have any issues with him. So I also gave him a 5. I just think, you know, if you're talking about iconic characters in films, Maverick is an iconic character of an 80s film, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The movie is, but he is too. And look, they're making a sequel like 40 years later, almost, and it's called Top Gun Maverick, and it's still Tom Cruise, and he still looks like he only aged 20 years. He's good enough to carry a whole nother movie now of a movie that didn't need a sequel at all. So I think he's a 5 out of 5, in my opinion. Okay, now, villain. So this is going to be... I'll let you go with however you want to score it, but this is not a villain movie, if we're being honest.
It's not a villain movie. I'm going to go with the damn Russians that were fighting the pilots.
That's what I scored, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to go with the... I'm going to give him a 5, but the thing is, they're pilots. But to be really honest with you, I'm going to give it a 1 because they were not in the movie. Like, it sucks to say because, like, in this category, we have so much fun with because we just make fun of the villains. But there's no villains in Top Gun. I mean, you do have the 5 Russian planes at the end of the film. Val Kilmer is not really a villain. He's just there to arrogate, to piss off, you know, Maverick, to push him to become the best in the flight school. So honestly, for me, there's no villain. So I gave it a 1. I'm not even going to hold this up because there's nothing to talk about except the planes that were black and red with the Russian symbol. But other than that,
there's other more fun stuff to talk about. So I'm not going to harp on this. It's a 1. Sometimes we do watch these movies where our form, you know, we have a formula and our formula almost works against us. Sometimes it just happens that way. There really is no villain. At the very end, there's this military thing going on. There's these other pilots and they have no names, no faces. They don't talk. They're not there until the last 20 minutes. And so I cannot give that a high score, even if they're actually like what you'd consider real life deadly people. And movie wise, they're nothing. So I gave it a 1. Let's not even harp on it. This is not the classic hero versus villain action film. It's just not that. All right. Action.
This has action. But it doesn't have that typical action that we all love with the hand-to-hand or nothing. This is straight aerial action scenes. And I loved it. I liked it. I thought it was really good. You don't get as many of it. You just get the training, which there's really nothing because it's just training. So I'm not going to consider training as action, right? It's just maneuvers in the sky. But man, when they start to get into the live action, I mean, it's pretty much the action sequence is pretty much the ending when they go up against the five bogeys, if you want to call them that. I liked it. Tony Scott, let me just tell you, this is the first movie I seen with F-16s as the main, you know, vehicles in the sky. He shot this damn thing. And it was really like, I was on the edge of my seat watching this in 4K. And I knew what was going to happen. But the way he shot it, you felt like it. You know, like, oh man, you know, I can't see you, man. And you see the thing, he's like flying by us. And you see everything happening so fast. Like you're in the cockpit with Maverick. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. I was engaged with it. Again, the only scenes that we really have is towards the end, but I gave it a 4.5 because I was all up in it at the end of the battle. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. So this is going to be a rare scenario for me, but the fact of the matter is it's not a ton of action, like traditional action, right? It's not a bunch of hand. There's no like fights. There's no guns and there's nothing like that. But on a technical level, especially for 1986, there's no CGI. So this is like, there's the one scene at the beginning when Tom Cruise's plane is upside down over the other plane. You could tell it's like composited, but that's fine. That's, you know, the technology of the time. Other than that, it's airplanes going fast and being filmed going fast. There's explosions. They're not CGI explosions. They're actual explosions. And sometimes you just have to respect the craft of the action direction. And Tony Scott took this ball and he knocked it right out of the park, in my opinion. So while it's not like nonstop, bombastic, crazy action, on a technical level, it is incredible, especially for the time. I gave it a 5 because I just think it's too well done. And considering again that it's 36 years old, I can't give it a 4. I can't give it a 3. It's a 5. I think it's But this is the rare occasion where I'm going to give a movie with this little bit of action a 5 because it's just so good and it looks so cool. There's so many shots in this. There's one early when they're flying and like it's like an overview and there's two jets below and then like the water is underneath. Like it just looks amazing. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 5 out of respect for the craft. Okay, storyline. I think from here is where we're going to start getting into some interesting conversations. Storyline.
Okay, so storyline. I kind of digged it. The storyline, I liked Maverick's storyline. The overall picture, it's very 80s. I mean, him falling in love. I didn't care for the falling in love with the chick. I felt like that was I just didn't care for that. I liked the story with Maverick fighting his father's demons. I thought that worked. I loved the whole thing with Goose dying. That worked for me in this storyline. So for me, that is where I enjoyed the movie the most. The others, I loved him bickering with Iceman. That is very brotherhood. You know, that's very, what's it called?
Fraternity.
Bromance. Like a fraternity, right? Like
yeah, just okay, picking on people. Him and Goose had the bromance.
Yeah, they had the bromance. But it felt more of like a camaraderie, but it was just them just, you know, getting to know.
I got what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
So I liked it. I thought that was the core of the movie. I loved the flying. Like and that's why I can't wait to see the sequel because we know Tom Cruise is really flying an F-16 in this one.
He learned something. Yeah, he's flying something.
Yeah, he's doing it. So I love it. So with that, I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. I'm not going full 5. That 5 is like everything. So I gave it a 4. I think this is a great film.
Yeah. So here's where I just got to be honest with my sensibilities. Yeah. It's a 3 for me. It's a 3. Look, when I break it down, I'm thinking the storyline. Okay, yeah, I gave Tom Cruise a 5 because I like Maverick's arc, right? This is an hour and 49-minute movie, and I like his arc as a character. I agree. I do not like the love story with him and Kelly McGillis. I think it feels weird and rushed. You know, first of all, they meet at a bar. It's kind of cute. That's cute. You know, he did a good job, whatever. Then she's not interested. Then she's interested. Then she literally is in love with him in like 3 scenes. I'll save that for overall. Anyway, so, you know, I didn't love the love story. I thought I do like him and Goose together, but I just feel like there's certain things that are really underdeveloped with Goose. When he died, it was sad, but it would have been more sad if he had a little bit more story. time. You know what I mean? I like Meg Ryan plays his wife. You know, they could have done a little bit more between them. You get a little bit, and he dies like so suddenly. Also, I laughed at that scene because you can only do it a certain way. He gets launched into the lid of the of the airplane.
Well, that does show you though that anything could happen.
No, like, I get it. I'm just saying watching it and with the 80s movie, and it's just like, and it I giggled. Yeah. And also I just think the overall storyline is not that like it's all about a Top Gun is like a school. It's like a competition where you graduate from. I would have liked it better probably if it was like an actual war movie. Like if the last 20 minutes was more like the overall storyline and Maverick, you keep most of the stuff the same, I probably would have scored it higher. But the fact that they're like basically in like a flight college program for a little bit, and then him and Iceman, like, you know, okay, they're a little bit of like Iceman. I don't really consider him an antagonist. He's just really good and Maverick is... He wants to beat him pretty much. But right. Iceman is not a bad guy. He's just doing what he does. You know what I mean? Yep. He even says sorry when his friend dies. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of corny stuff in this too, but we'll get into it in overall. Overall, for me, the storyline's a 3. I don't think it's like an incredible story, but it doesn't necessarily take away from the overall film, in my opinion. So we'll get to that in a second because you get to go first with overall.
Okay. Overall, I enjoyed this movie a lot. It's a very 80s film. Mm-hmm. And there's certain movies that even if you watch in the 80s, you don't consider it 80s. You know what I mean? You just don't see it in that landscape. This one is 80s. This one, you can smell it. You can see it. It's dripping, oozing. Yeah, you can taste it. It's dripping out your TV 80s, bro. And I loved it. I was like, give me the 80s. I was just drinking it up. What makes it? I was drinking it, bro.
Cheese. Melted cheese.
Yeah, I was just like that. Take it to me. But my thing was that I liked about it was the soundtrack. Mm. It has a very famous
soundtrack.
It's a unique soundtrack, right? You got the beginning is like bing, the bells are chiming, and you're like, what the hell? And you hear the your Dolby Atmos is kicking in, and it's rumbling, and it's that win in he's like. Yeah.
They're like tightening all the little things on the ship.
The guy is tightening nuts and dudes are doing this. And then
all of a sudden.
And then you see Maverick just pull up.
Danger zone comes on.
And that's it. You know you're going in the highway, bro. You're in the highway to the danger zone. And you know shit is going to go down when the highway to the danger zone starts. You know something's going to go up. And I loved it. I said, you know what? You got to give me this in a new movie, bro. Because if there's no danger zone, I'm giving that movie a flat 1.
If they don't do some version of it or just the regular version, I'll be mad. A little bit. I'll be a little bit mad.
No, I'm going to be really pissed. I'm going to give this shit
give
a 1.
Give it a 1.
I'm going to give it a 1. I don't care how great it is. If I don't got no highway to the danger zone or Mighty Wings. The Mighty Wings is another good song. Anyway, and then you got Take My Breath Away, right? Take my breath away. That was stupid sex scene, which I didn't need it.
The PG sex scene. I love it.
The PG with the olive.
PG.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? So much kissing.
Too much, right? But anyway, soundtrack phenomenal. I think all the actors played the role perfect, right? Val Kilmer, Anthony Edwards from Revenge of the Nerds. Then you have my boy, what's his name? Slacker, right? From Back to the Future, the principal. So I look.
Oh, Tom Skerritt is in this too?
Yeah. So I think everything worked. I gave it a 4. I'm telling you, the soundtrack, the environment, the cinematography of sexy engines going off. Love it. That's and not the volleyball scene. I don't like the volleyball scene. Don't get me with the volleyball. So what you got? So, a 2?
That's something that marks against it for me. Rev just said something, and you know, like this has a lot of the 80s cheese, and that works for some people, and it doesn't work for some people. Uh-oh. For me, I'm 50-50 with it. Sometimes I find it funny. Sometimes I'm like, what is this? And this movie has a lot of what is this moments. Like the volleyball scene. It's why is it 5 minutes long? Like, why am I watching them play an entire volleyball match with no shirt? And the part that it gets me every time is when Goose's like wing partner guy, he does that flex. He like stands sideways and flexes. Like, what is this? Bro, what am I watching right now? Yeah. Also, everyone's sweaty all the time in this movie. Go to any scene and at least 2 people in that scene are sweaty.
It's hot.
I guarantee. No, everywhere though. They're indoors. They're outdoors. They're in a plane. They're anything. It's just sweaty. Everyone's sweaty. Look, I live in Florida. It's hotter here than anywhere. I don't sweat every single time I wake up. But anyway, that I didn't like. And then the music. Okay, here's what I'm going to say about
music. Oh my!
Here's what's interesting about it. This is like a movie that only like it, there's five, but really this whole movie has like four musical cues in it. It's weird. So you have like the opening part that you were talking about, like the main kind of score. Mm-hmm. Then you have this sad music, which is when after Goose dies, there's a couple scenes with the sad music. Okay. Take My Breath Away plays about 12 times. The music for Take My Breath Away plays like 10 different times. This is the 15-minute version of that song. And then Danger Zone plays multiple times. So it's like, and I, don't get me wrong, I think it's a great song. I do think it's a great song. I just think it's funny that there's really only like four main musical beats throughout the whole thing. But it works. I think it works. I like the soundtrack. I do think it's good. Overall, it's a four for me. I think this is one of those movies, and if I'm being completely honest, and it's fine. These exist. We talked about this when we did The Mummy a while back. I find this to be watchable crap. I mean that in the best way possible. But I'm mostly referring to the storyline. I think this is a great, it's a very well-made movie. Don't get me wrong. Like, Tony Scott's direction is great. The cast is really good. But from a story perspective and like a lot of elements of it, it's a really cheesy movie, but it's entertaining and I like watching it. So I give it a four. I do enjoy Top Gun. I've seen it a few times. Again, I haven't seen it in a while, but every time I watch it, I have a good time. I like it. I like, you know, like I said, I like watching Tom Cruise. I like Meg Ryan, even though she's barely in it. I like her better than the main girl. Kelly McGillis doesn't really do much for me. I hate the sex scene. I think it's weird. It's a PG movie. So they show nothing except really, really open mouth kissing. Like, they both just open their mouth and touch their open mouth to each other. And it cracks me up every single time. So, yeah, it's good. It's a lot of fun. I gave it an 8. Okay, what's your total?
My total points is 18 and a half.
Mine's an 18, but it probably would be in the 20s if this had like real villains. You know what I mean? Like, this is a good movie. This is a good 80s action movie. It's got like a love story. You know, if you're a lady, yeah, it's got a bunch of shirtless, sweaty guys. It's got a love story. If you're just a dude, it's got the bromance, the camaraderie, and some jets and some explosions at the end. So it's got a little bit of everything for everyone, in my opinion. 18 out of 25. 18 and a half for you. So coming up next episode, we are going to be moving, wrapping up the Bourne franchise. Of course, our next episode is going to be Jason Bourne, the fifth and final installment in the Bourne franchise. Finally getting to that. And our next and final 80s movie before we move into the 90s is going to be a Brian De Palma film as voted on by you guys, the listeners over on Instagram, voted for this. It's a movie called The Untouchables. So we're going to be doing The Untouchables. Great cast, Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, Robert De Niro, Andy Garcia. We'll take a look at it. We'll let you know what we think, but that's going to be our next two episodes coming up.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix. Or if you want to take us on the go, search for Action Movie Guys on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.